No country has a lock on fear and intolerance, but some artists living in Germany say that country is out of practice when it comes to talking about ethnic difference. So they're trying to start a conversation using the barter system. Caitlin Carroll reports from Berlin.
Hipsters pack the back room of a bar in Berlin. Most hold beers in one hand and something else in the other. One German man cradles a loaf of dark brown bread. A Turkish woman carries an amulet to protect against the evil eye. Everyone's brought an item representing their culture. In exchange, they get a jar of the Korean dish kimchi. It's made by American artist Kate Herz and her German partner Hanyo Ri. This is opening night of their exhibit, Dr. Ri's Kimchi Shop.
It's a pop-up kimchi shop that will open for 1 week only. It's pretending to be kind of a shop in the sense that we're not actually selling the product that we're having, which is the kimchi. We are going to barter with it.
They chose to barter with kimchi because Herz and Ri both have Korean backgrounds. They want this installation to spark a conversation about race, ethnicity, and difference. And the promise of free food was a good way to get people in the door.
We thought, okay, let's ask people to bring something that they think would represent their own nation or their culture, and they'll also fill out this very bureaucratic form. You know, for example, the question one, is your culture artifact an artwork or another type of national treasure?
Did you bring something with you?
I did, yes.
Okay, so in order for you to get accepted, we have to ask you to bring, to fill out the form. And can I see it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Jenny Fulton puzzles over the form. It looks like one of those blue landing cards you get on an airplane.
Well, it's a long form, and I'm really not sure about the relevance of some questions.
Like,
so, star sign? Race? Ethnicity? I'm not even sure what the difference between race and ethnicity is.
Kate Herz wants visitors to experience a taste of German bureaucracy and to ponder how to identify themselves. She says after World War II, there was a hesitancy to talk about difference in Germany. Now, she says, many people here lack the vocabulary. In the worst case, this lack of understanding can take an abusive turn. For instance, Herz has been called things like Fiji on the street. And last year, she was confronted by neo-Nazis on a train. But she says the problem's often more subtle, like Germans not believing she's American because she looks Asian.
So when my answer isn't exactly what they expect it to be, then there tends to be a series of questions that, for me, are much too private or something that you wouldn't just... For example, I would never go up to a white person on the street and say, where are you from? And when they tell me Germany, and I say, but that can't be. Where are your parents from? How did that happen? It just gets... it gets very uncomfortable very quickly.
Many of the Germans at the exhibit seem aware of the issue. Marco Fursten thinks it's because, relatively speaking, Germany isn't that diverse.
I think people are curious. People are really, like, don't see anyone from a foreign country in Germany that often, right?
Herz knows the exhibit may only reach a select group. But she still hopes it can help move the conversation forward.
I mean, I know these things happen in New York, too. I'm not saying that Germany is somehow more violent or more racist than other places. But at the same time, I have this feeling that people are just not as tolerant or as educated in terms of issues surrounding diversity.
Herz and Ri plan to save the items people bring to the exhibit. They hope to tour with the collection and to start new collections in other cities. Because many places have the same problems talking about difference. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Berlin.
Want to see some of the kimchi collection in Berlin? We have a slideshow at theworld.org.